as has already been alluded to, the outlook here, it's just like those cards that seem to fly around the country at this time of year. Snow everywhere. And we were promised faithfully there was none here. Each year, at this time of year, the people of Norway send a huge fir tree to London. It's placed in Trafalgar Square, it's decked with lights and decorations, and the tree is a gift from the Norwegian people in gratitude for the efforts of the British Armed Forces during the Second World War in assisting their country whilst it was under occupation by Hitler's troops. Now, the Christmas tree has not always been a popular institution in this country. And although it is recorded that the Christmas tree was seen in the courts of King George III after his marriage to Queen Charlotte in the early 1800s, the practice was hardly spread beyond those royal courts. Many authorities state that before the marriage of Queen Victoria to Prince Albert of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha on the 11th of February 1840, the Teutonic custom of having a Christmas tree or a fir tree in the house as a decoration at this time of year was very limited or even not indulged in. However, it would appear that this custom was brought into the royal courts during the early years of the 19th century, and particularly from the winter of 1840, it then spread into the British household as a general thing to be accepted. And so we grew up, many of us grew up, seeing a Christmas tree in the corner of the room from very early ages. And each year at this time of year, as my wife and I drive to church, we see dozens of houses where decorative lights shine through windows, or even houses where lights are festooned upon those houses. And you just look and you wonder, particularly in this age when the secular religion seems to be that of global warming, you think, what are these people's carbon footprints like? But, you know, we then just wonder. It is so amazing. My overall purpose today, in the time which I have available, is to bring to our attention the fact that the festivities that are so commonplace at this time of year are neither commanded nor are they even alluded to in the scriptures as being any part of the Christian way of life. Now, this is important because we need to understand that there's a great deal at stake here, and we have to teach our children and our children's children so that they know that these customs, which are so ingrained in the British psyche or in the psyche of the English-speaking world, have absolutely no place in Christianity. And as I say, these customs really are ingrained into the English psyche. I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 1, because here in this particular verse, or in these verses, we find a description of a tree which can only be called a Christmas tree. I mean, when you look at it, you think, where did this custom come from? It didn't come from the birth of Christ. This is 600 years or so before Christ's birth. And here we read in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 1, "Hear the word which the Eternal speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Eternal, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the custom of the people are vain, for one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with his axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it moves not." I mean, what better description is there of the Christmas tree from Scripture? Here it is, told to us that it is a heathen custom from way before the birth of Christ. Now, It doesn't seem to matter what customs we have. I meant to bring up two booklets with me to the podium here. I've got two booklets in my case. One is called The Plain Truth About Christmas, and that is by Mr. Armstrong, and that dates from the 1970s. And in that, he goes through the whole gamut of what Christmas is about. But in this other book, which I have, it's a Ladybird book, Stories About Christmas Customs. And in there, you'll find perhaps 2 dozen customs which are associated with Christmas. And as you read through this book, you see that each of the customs predates Christianity by sometimes millennia, but in every case, certainly by centuries. And, you know, you get the feeling that there is something somewhat amiss here. And I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Mark chapter 7, and we're beginning reading in verse 5, because, you know, each of these customs have been taught to our children so very, very carefully. And each of these customs has been so ingrained. It's not only taught to the children, but it is taught in the churches of this world. And so it is by command almost that these customs are observed. And I'd like to read now from Mark chapter 7 and verse 5. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why walk not your disciples according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" All right, it's not talking about Christmas, but, you know, it's talking about traditions of the elders. And he, this is Jesus, and he said unto them, "Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, for it is written, this people honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And here we see it, the commandments of men being taught to children. And so as they grow up, it is so ingrained in them that they just find it very, very difficult to lay this aside. As I said, you know, you go into a shop and or turn on the radio, turn on the television, and you hear these jingles. And the jingles bring back the words, and the words bring back the memories, and the memories think, "Oh, wasn't that nice?" And you think, "No, it wasn't." You know, and you really get the feeling that there is something in the air at this time of year which is just turning your mind way back to the things that you shouldn't be thinking about. And it is all down to heathen custom. Now, in this respect, I'd like to turn back now, again into the Old Testament, to Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 30. You know, each of the customs which we have been talking about here, they are taught in schools and in church schools. And by church schools, I mean Roman Catholic schools and Church of England schools, so that the children are indoctrinated. And by the time you reach adulthood, these traditions have become part of the national psyche. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 30, we read this one verse. "Take heed to yourself, that you be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before you, and that you inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise." I mean, isn't this just the situation that we find in this country now? We have inquired after these gods which predate Christianity by, I'd say, millennia, certainly by many centuries in almost all cases. And we have taught them to our children. We have ingested them. And as I say, you hear these jingles on the television or on the radio, and it just takes your mind back to what we shouldn't be thinking about at this time of year. In closing, I would like to turn, no need for you to turn there, but just going into Revelation chapter 18 and verse 4. It's just one thing which so easily typifies this country and the way that we should look at these particular things at this time of year. It says in Revelation 18, verse 4, "I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues." You know, it is a situation where this whole country is going down a road, and they are getting into a way of life, into a way of thinking that is so very, very difficult to throw off. I mean, I'm 71, and I hear these jingles on the radio, and my mind just goes back 65 years. The cards, the yule log, the whole lot is just down to heathen practice. And if you want to really have a good understanding of this particular subject, Mr. Ian Henderson gave a sermon on this subject on the 22nd of November last year. And then there's two tapes of Mr. Armstrong, which are actually up on the church website, from Mr. Armstrong, The Ten Commandments and Christmas. That was posted on the 28th of April in 2007. And The Truth About Christmas was posted on the 25th of December 2004. Now, these are really vital things for us to get our minds round. And these things are there for us to go back to and listen to and to really ingest. And just to show how we should be teaching our children, our granddaughter Isabel went into a shop down, I think it was down in Haverford West, when she was going round, and the manageress said to her, "Did you have a nice Christmas?" And little Isabel really took the wind out of her sails and nonplussed this manageress, said, "We don't do Christmas, we do God."